This is the BBC Light Programme.
Yeah, whatever. More astute among you will have realised that there's a theme to tonight's podcast, and that theme is London, and you'd be right. So here's Julie London singing Cry Me a River.
Cry me a river, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
Julie London there with the wonderful Cry Me a River. And before that, it was London Town by my favourite group, Wings, from the album of the same name, going back to 1978. Yeah, I just thought with all this stuff with it was on the London News about them trying to find a song for the 2012 Olympics, you know, and you just know they're going to come up with something really, really rubbish, aren't they? You just know it's going to be something really terrible, some kind of awful mishmash of kind of calypso and Bangra and Knees Up. That's just absolutely bollocks. So I thought I'd do something equally rubbish and do songs that have London in the title. And I thought that would be a breeze, you know, really, really easy, you know. And I rattled off the first six or seven, no problem. And then I started thinking, yeah, what else is there? And it got quite tough. So there's a bit of a cheat at the end, but yeah, it's a good selection of songs, I think. I really like this lot on here. And this is from a couple of years after the Wings one, and an album I really like. I think it's one of their best ones. And it's another very, very English group, XTC, from Swindon, I think they were, weren't they? And this is them writing about London and about the history of London and the kind of history buried beneath some of the famous landmarks and everything. It's a lovely song. And I always remember watching a documentary that was made about them recording this song. They recorded it at Richard Branson's manor in somewhere out in the countryside. And it's like the Virgin Recording Studios there. And it's just called The Manor, I believe. And it was a fascinating programme. Absolutely riveted to stuff like that, I am. And it was on about a few months after the album came out when they were releasing this as a single. And I always remember really being impressed by it. And by Andy Partridge, when he came to doing the vocals, they said, what sound do you want? And he said, well, you know, I want to sound like Brian Wilson, Captain Beefheart, Frank Sinatra, with a little bit of Paul McCartney and John Lennon. And just rattled off this list of about 20 people that he wanted to sound like. So this is XTC then, Andy Partridge singing, wonderful bass playing, very McCartney-esque bass playing as well, to continue that theme, from Colin Moulding and It's Towers of London.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, and of course, like London buses, you find one artist and think, oh great, he did a song with London in, and you find there's three come at once. So there could have been three Bowie ones on here. This is the one I've opted for is a very early one. But what you missed out on was London by Tartar, which we could have had, which is wonderful, from 1970. Mark Bolan on guitar on that one. So I'll maybe play that another time. And the other one was a real curio. I don't know how I came across it. The only reason I haven't put it on is because it's rather long and it's quite somber, and I thought, well, it just disrupts the mood of the thing. It's him singing A Foggy Day in London Town, which we'll hear a bit later, and I've gone for a different version than the Bowie one, but it was a wonderful one. I just found it on the interweb and downloaded it, but it's a very crackly, strange recording, and it does that thing that sometimes happens with MP3s when somebody's converted it from one format to another, where it sounds like he's singing in a goldfish bowl a bit. So that was another reason I didn't do that, but it's a lovely one and I may well play that another time. But what we've opted for is one of the best songs he ever wrote, I think, and it was I think it was produced by Tony Hatch or somebody like that, or the other guy from, I can't remember his name now, there was another, Mickey Most I think it might have been, I'm probably completely wrong, and it's somebody like the guy who produced all those R&B ones, whose name escapes me now. But again, I'll try and do some research before the next one. Ho ho! But this is a lovely one, and it's based on his experiences when he was like a mod around the Carnaby Street scene in the mid '60s. And I just love the way he orchestrates his voice here to go from very kind of suburban middle class singing to this very stage cockney thing. It's very effective. Again, a great song, really lovely, lovely lyrical ideas, and a wonderful performance here. David Bowie singing London Boys.
Bill strikes another night. Your eyes are heavy and your limbs all ache. You've bought some coffee, butter and bread. You can't make a thing, 'cause the meter's dead. You've moved away. Told your folks you're gonna stay away. Bright lights, Soho, Wardour Street. You hope you make friends with the guys that you meet. Somebody shows you round. Now you've met the London boys. Things seem good again. Someone cares about you. Oh, the first time that you tried a pill, you feel a little queasy, decidedly ill. You're gonna be sick, but you mustn't lose face. To let yourself down would be a big disgrace. With the London boys. With the London boys. You're only 17, but you think you've grown. In the month you've been away from your parents' home, you take the pills too much. You don't give a damn about the job you've got, so long as you're with the London boys. A London boy, or a London boy. Your flashy clothes are your pride and joy. A London boy, a London boy. You're crying out loud that you're a London boy. You think you've had a lot of fun, but you ain't got nothing, you're on the run. It's too late now, 'cause you're up. With the rest of the toys. Now you wish you'd never left your home. You've got what you wanted, but you're on your own. With the London boys. Now you've met the London boys. Now you've met the London boys. Now you've met the London boys.
The Smiths, obviously, with London. Great song, that. And again, another one that was buried away on B-side. Some of their best stuff was tucked away on extra tracks of 12 inches and things like that. And before that, we had London Boys by David Bowie. Okay, this is the version I opted for. Again, talking of threes, I had three options here. I had the Bowie one. I had a wonderful version by Sarah Vaughan, which very nearly made it. But this one gets the nod. A, because it's Ella Fitzgerald, and B, because it's got that wonderful Billy May orchestra backing on it, and it's the George and Ira Gershwin song, Foggy Day in London Town. This is Bliss.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day.
One of the songs that's come up in connection with this Olympics thing, and before I just have to make my views clear on it as a London, poll tax payer or council taxpayer, I just think it's bloody diabolical, really. That's all I have to say. You know, we're going to be paying through the nose for this, and people are going to be making money left, right, and centre out of this Olympics thing. So all I can do is echo the piece of graffiti that we saw in I think it was on Kefalonia, because obviously Greece had it in 2000 and whenever it was, 2004, and it's just this wonderful piece of graffiti we saw on a wall, and it just said Olympics. So very much in that spirit, here's the Clash, London's Burning.
London's Burning.
I've forgotten completely to do dedications this week, but this is one. This one goes out to Perry, who said nice things about it. He said he's in the middle of listening to the last one. Great tunes. So it goes out to Perry in America. And I'm sorry, I've done this on the hops. I've forgotten your surname, but I'll email you to apologise for that. But you know who you are, Perry. This one, there's a story behind it. And I think I've played one song by this guy already, and I did the story then. I can't remember which one it's on, but I'll briefly recap. I basically know this guy's sister and used to work with her, and this guy Billy Nichols is the artist. He wrote and recorded what's considered by many to be one of the fine sort of unsung songs of the albums of the 60s, and it's called Would You Believe, and it was going to be on Immediate Records. It was going to be one of their early releases. But because Andrew Lou Goldham, who produced this and had spent tons and tons of money on it, because he was trying to do like a Pet Sounds type production, he was also producing the Small Faces for their Ogden Nut Gone Flake album, which is the one eventually they had to choose between the two. And he stupidly, as I said in the previous podcast, chose Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. Yeah, right. But we all did mean that because we got that album, we missed out on this lovely one from Billy Nichols. This is a great track off it. I'd forgotten that this one was there, and it was when I was scrabbling around, literally trying to find songs with the word London in the title, I found this one, and it's a real pleasure that I did, because it was great to hear it again. Hope you enjoy it as well. And as I say, this goes out to Perry. It's called London Social Degree, Billy Nichols. Yeah, and the other thing, of course, from doing this one has been that I now realise that I've completely sold London songwriters short, because, I mean, the only real sort of genuine Londoners in here, is Bowie. I mean, he's the only one I've managed to trace. And there are so many great London writers, just a few that spring to mind, sort of the Small Faces and the way they would write. And I just didn't have enough of their stuff. And I was doing it just on the London thing. And the Kinks, Ray Davies, Elvis Costello, very much London thing. We heard a lot of him recently. And I've gone blank now. But there's, these really great sort of London-based songwriters that I could have got. Paul Weller was the other one I was thinking would be good to get in there. So what I might do, I don't know, feedback on this, please, if anyone's remotely interested. But I might do one where we do sort of an area of London and see if we can get sort of songs that represent that particular area or whatever. So just in case you think I'm ignoring those people, as I say, it was just the very strict remit, which even then I've broken twice, to just have London in the title. But this is an Irish songwriter, and he's writing about the London Irish. It's Divine Comedy. This is written by Neil Hannon, and the song is London Irish.
And watch the clouds go by. The London Irish, the London Irish. And they believe it's London Irish, the London Irish. They love the sun, but pray for rain. The London Irish, yeah, the London Irish. Exactly when. the London Irish. The London Irish.
The cultural diversity of London. There's Irish and there's probably Cuban as well somewhere, which segues nicely into this song from the Kirsty MacColl's Electric Landlady album, and it was an outtake from that, and it's on a compilation I've got called, I think it's called From Croydon to Cuba, which is a 3-CD collection of Kirsty's stuff. And again, this was when I was scrabbling around for songs with London in the title, and she obliges here with a song that's called London Bridge is Falling Down. I was quite intrigued to read that it's actually a co-composition, or basically she heard this song, which was a hit for the Mighty Sparrow, who I've not heard of before. I'd love to hear his or her version of that. It's actually a song written by a guy called Divine, or a person called Divine Winsford. And basically Kirsty just kind of added a few updated lyrics about it, which talk about sort of people homeless on the streets of London. So I thought, rather than playing the obvious streets of London, this one's, because I mean, that's just so naff, isn't it? And they're going to go for that, for the Olympics thing, aren't they? Oh, God. Anyway, before I get more depressed, it's Kirsty MacColl with a lovely sort of Cuban, South American style type thing called London Bridge is Falling Down, and here's Kirsty.
Talk men like the great king of the never came.
before I play the last one, which is the most tenuous of all of them, but I think you'll forgive me for it because it's you'll know, you probably guess what it is anyway, a lot of the more astute of you. Although it came to me very late in the day, this one, the inspiration for it. I just want to thank Jules for having friended me on SwitchPod. I have one friend on SwitchPod, and that's Jules. Thank you very much for that, Jules. And I will reciprocate, and I'll pay you some money or something. So I'll dedicate this one to Jules. It's tenuous. I mean, come on, it's in London. So I'll leave you with this one. You'll know what it is as soon as you hear it. Good night, and if anyone can help me out with my council tax bill before the Olympics start, then just send a check in the post. Okay, night-night all.
There's a new sensation, a fabulous creation, a danceable solution to teenage revolution. Do the strand love when you feel love. It's the new age, and that's why we say, do the strand. Do it on the tables, quack people's place or Mabel. The tango, fed up with fandango. Dance on moonbeams, slide on rainbow. In furs or blue jeans, you know what I mean. To the strand.
Beatles. London calling now, don't look to us. All that phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing, except for the ring of that truncheon thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is growing thin. A nuclear era, but I have no fear, London is drowning and I live by the river. London calling to the imitation zone, forget it brother and go it alone. London calling on the dumbness of death, quit holding out, draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no eyes, except for that one with the yellow eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is growing thin. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, London is drowning and I live by the river. London calling, yeah, I was there too. You know what they said? Well, some of it was true. London calling at the top of the dial. After all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling. London calling. I never felt so much alike, 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 alike